Welcome to Vegas Revealed, episode 45.
Donny Osmond is going solo. He plans a big return to the Las Vegas Strip. You'll hear from him. Plus, there are new restrictions that have forced some shows to close after they just opened back up.
And a holiday classic comes to you in an all-new way this year.
That's all coming up on Vegas Revealed. And a big thank you to our sponsor, Steep Echo Tea. Olive leaf tea from the orchards of Santa Barbara. It's the perfect time of year for that hot, delicious cup of tea, and it's a great gift to give too. We have a promo code for you to use, but you have to keep listening to get 10% off your entire order. That's still to come.
Welcome to Vegas Revealed, episode 45. Sean McAllister and Dana Roselli here. Sean, we finally hit my age.
Oh, look at that.
I had to say that because last week it was 44 and I said we're almost there.
I know, we were almost there and now we're there.
We're there. Hey, did you have a good Thanksgiving?
I am still in my extra stretchy pants because I overindulged. My plate flowed over and I'm still feeling disgustingly full. So I guess I did it right.
Yeah, I guess you did. So what was your favorite side dish?
Oh, my favorite side dish has got to be the mac and cheese. That's always Shane and I make that, and it's like we used a new pasta this year though.
Oh, what?
So we
no elbows?
Ordered it online. It was not the elbows. It was the radiatore.
Oh.
Which is like kind of curved and has all these folds in it that,
yes,
that catch all the cheese.
Oh, that's good.
And the mac and cheese that we make, you have to make the cheese sauce from scratch. Mm-hmm. So you start out by like sauteing onions and then putting in flour and milk and all that stuff to make the cheese sauce. And then you dump it over the pasta and mix in more cheese. And there's bacon on top.
Oh my gosh.
Diced tomatoes. It's like
I think I just gained 20 pounds listening to you.
I'm going to need to go and have a Roto-Rooter taken to my arteries too.
Seriously.
Well, but listen, it's good.
That does sound good.
What about you?
Oh, I just, you know, spent the holiday with a friend who's from the UK. They don't really celebrate, you know, Thanksgiving. So it was kind of a normal day, but I actually really enjoyed it. Didn't want to be around a lot of people, obviously. Had a couple invites, but just, you know, we're encouraged to stay home. So one person, and, you know, I like walked the dog. We ordered in some brio, like Caesar salad and pasta. I did nothing Thanksgiving-like on Thanksgiving. And then binge-watched The Undoing.
Oh, that's so good.
On HBO and hooked. I mean, I don't know who the killer is, but at this point, when our podcast drops, like on, I think Sunday night, the finale runs. So if you're hearing this and you watch it, you're probably like, oh, the killer was so-and-so. We don't know yet right now because we're recording on a Saturday.
Yeah, and after seeing you watch that, then we started binging it, and so I'm at the last episode before the finale right now, and it is such a good series. This is on HBO and HBO Max, yep, if you're a streamer. Mm-hmm. But The Undoing,
yeah,
so good.
Hugh Grant, Nicole Kidman, Donald Sutherland. It's a fantastic cast, and I just stare at Nicole Kidman's skin and go, how is this possible?
Isn't she amazing?
She is such a good actress, beautiful. Everything about her is just,
and she's in everything right now.
Yeah, that's what everyone keeps saying. So what else?
So she's in The Undoing.
Right?
She's in Big Little Lies, uh-huh, which is coming back for another season. There's a new musical, which is based on a Broadway show called The Prom. That's coming to Netflix on December 11th, and she's in that.
Okay, that sounds good.
And I know that there's a handful of other things that aren't immediately coming to mind, but she is so busy right now. Obviously, a lot of these projects were probably in the works before the whole COVID shutdown, and they're just now being released. But some of them, I know that she's been working since production started up again. And a lot of Hollywood productions are moving up to sound stages in Canada, mm-hmm, since LA is like on serious lockdown still.
Yeah, they closed their restaurants in LA.
I know.
You can order and have delivered, but you can't even eat outside anymore. So it's not good over there. Yeah, so I guess, like you said, maybe some of them having to move up to Canada. You know, Nicole Kidman was once married to Tom Cruise. There's my favorite connection. So I link everything back to Tom Cruise.
And we'll have to revisit the Top Gun sequel when we talk with our entertainment critic, Rachel Smith, who's going to be on the podcast in the next couple weeks to talk about everything that's streaming right now, what's binge-worthy for the holidays. So you want to keep following Vegas Revealed for that.
Yeah, because a lot comes out for the holidays, but like, what's really good? Like, what should we watch? That's what we'll talk to Rachel about.
Exactly. So.
Well, we mentioned the new restrictions a little bit, and, you know, a lot of states and cities are under these different kinds of restrictions right now, different kinds of lockdowns. Here in Las Vegas, we're on this prefer stay at home and, you know, 50% capacity to 25% capacity at our casinos and restaurants and things like that. But also something that we did mention, I think, last week was that the limits have changed for public gatherings. It used to be 250, but now it's 50. And that has changed the way our shows can function.
Yeah, so it was optimistic for show producers when they found out that they could have 250 people in the audience. Well, that's obviously not enough to fill a Las Vegas theater. It is enough that if you sell tickets, that shows could sustain themselves at least for a brief period of time until the numbers went up. Well, what happened is the numbers rolled back. So now you can only have 50 people inside those theaters, and show producers had to decide, is this something that really makes sense for us to put on a production that's costing money and we can only get ticket sales from 50 people? So there are a couple shows that had to shut down, including, sadly, This Is Christmas, which we spoke with Jasmine Trias and Ben Stone on the podcast last week. They were a part of this holiday show that was opening at the Venetian. The producers decided once these restrictions were in place that it didn't really make sense for them to go forward with that show, unfortunately.
Yeah, and it's sad because they never even got to do one show.
I know.
You know? So I feel terrible for them, and it looked spectacular. And you looked at Ben Stone and put up a post of, you know, you could some pictures from some of the rehearsals, and it looked amazing. They're going to plan on shooting for it next year at the Venetian, so at least they have an idea and a cast, and we hope that we do get to see that show eventually. Piff the Magic Dragon, who we also had on the podcast at the Flamingo, he's taking a break. He's not going to continue on for the three-week statewide restriction that we have in place. He'll analyze and then assess and then see, you know, when he can get back on stage. So sadly, he's shutting down for a little while. But Sean, surprisingly, you and I kind of thought, like, well, everyone's going to shut down. But there are a bunch of shows that are going on.
Yeah, there are. I mean, there's Extravaganza at Bally's Hotel and Casino. I think we briefly mentioned this, that they had opened just before the original shutdown in
show.
March. One show. Then they had to shut down. But they are back in action. They are powering through. Tape Face, X Country over at Harrah's is going to continue to perform. Also, Absinthe over at Caesar's Palace in the tent outside. They have figured a way to keep that show going with social distancing restrictions and all these shows complying with everything that they need to. But yeah, the show goes on.
Is it a little awkward to sit in there with like 50 people?
I don't know. I've seen some pictures. There was even a photo I saw at the Laugh Factory over at the Tropicana.
Oh, yeah.
And it was just, it seemed like there was a lot of space.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully people come like, you know, with a lot of alcohol in their system, so they laugh really loud and have no fun no matter what.
But either like, that or pipe in a laugh track or something.
You think about Extravaganza, Bally's a huge theater, that Jubilee Theater, and so you're in there with 50 people, and they're putting on the show, but I guess it's great rehearsal, and I think I saw John Castlemedes send out a tweet that's saying, well, the resort absorbs the cost for now, just to keep it going,
okay,
keep people coming in, and then bring in, you know, bring in more people once that 50 number can get higher.
Right. And I did look at, I've not gone over to see Extravaganza since it has reopened and didn't get a chance to be there for the very first show.
I have seen video
and it is visually spectacular. The video screens that they have up there are just stunning. The acts that perform on that historic Bally stage are incredible too. So I'm looking forward to seeing that show. I really am. It's a good variety style show.
Definitely, definitely. So we'll keep you posted. For now, we're in by the time this runs, probably like week one of the 3-week restrictions, and we'll hear from our governor to see if there are going to be more restrictions in place, stay the same, or if some of them will be lifted in 2 weeks from now.
Yeah, and just before we found out about these restrictions, Dana, you and I went to see the Las Vegas Raiders game played on the big screen out at Stadium Swim at the all-new Circa Resort. We'd been over there when Circa first opened, but it was our first time back to really experience what Stadium Swim is all about.
Yeah, and this was super fun, you know, because we were there, and so was the owner, Derek Stevens, and his wife. And I must say, the most fun was when the commercial, or was it just like a live picture or something of Stadium Swim, you know, everyone there watching the Raiders game, aired on the NBC NFL broadcast,
and
everyone went nuts.
And Derek Stevens, who's the co-owner of Circa Las Vegas, he went nuts.
He did.
And then his energy was contagious, and we all went nuts.
Yeah, that was fun. It was just, you know, whenever you can get on national TV, he loves, you know, publicity and coverage and free coverage and all that kind of thing. Who wouldn't? Free advertising is expensive, so whenever you can get it.
Absolutely. So a big thank you to Derek Stevens for inviting us out there and watching the Raiders game up on the big screen. Stadium Swim really is... there is no other venue like it. Mm-mm. In Las Vegas. And there's no other venue that I've experienced, even around the country, that matches it.
I mean, and that's the thing. When you think about a shot for a national broadcast, it's like, I mean, when we walked by the pools, it was like one dude sitting in the pool with a beer watching the game, you know, and then like another little group. So it was kind of fun to see people actually sitting in the pool watching the game. Yeah, nothing like it. It's all outdoors, which is great, especially with everything going on. It was nice to be outside, have a few drinks, watch the game, and what a crowd. And it was fun, you know. I definitely recommend it. It's an experience.
It is. And those pools are open all year round. Mm-hmm. They're heated, so they're nice and toasty when you take a dip in the middle of the winter. And you know, if you're out on the three-tiered stadium pool deck, you have those big screens that can be seen for blocks away in downtown Las Vegas. So
yes.
He did. Derek Stevens did a great job bringing that to life. And if you get a chance, head over to Circa. Excuse me. Head over to Circa and Stadium Swim, because it's definitely a unique and really a great experience.
Yeah, it is. Get you all choked up.
It does. It does. My gosh.
Well, we're drinking something right now. We're sipping on something that we're going to talk about in our tips. And so we won't want to reveal what it is just yet, but, you know, it might give you a little horse throat. All right. Well, one of our favorites, Donny Osmond, is returning to the stage. Yeah, he's doing his first solo residency. Big announcement. I feel like it was kind of a bit of a surprise.
It was.
Yeah.
I had not heard anything about Donny returning. I heard rumors about Marie Osmond potentially doing a new residency. Mm-hmm. But I was not expecting to hear anything from Donny. So it was a great surprise for us to hear that Donny is going to be doing an all-new solo residency over at Harrah's Las Vegas coming up in the summer of 2021.
That's right. So in August, and it's his first ever solo residency, which I didn't realize, but it's been Donny and Marie for so long, forever, that, I mean, this is a big deal for him. And we're going to play a clip from a Facebook Live that he did where he talks to the people that wanted to know more. And you can kind of tell his excitement. He's excited about this.
It is a reality, you guys. I am coming to Harrah's Las Vegas, and we start August 31st. It's going to happen. So very, very exciting. I've been looking forward to this for a long, long time. The ticket information and everything is on donny.com, or you can go to a Ticketmaster. It's on there right now. I just checked. 2021 is going to be an exciting year. Better than 20, well, actually, anything's better than 2020. I hope that that you're all being safe, because it's a serious issue. And but you know what? I'm of the opinion, I like to live in an optimistic world. I'm of the opinion that these vaccines are going to work, things are going to come back to normal, it'll be a new normal. And you watch what happens to Las Vegas this summer. It is going to explode with excitement, and I'm so honored to be a part of that wave that brings life back into this great city that I've been working in since I was 7 years old. You know what's really interesting? When Marie and I were at the Flamingo, every night we would do a meet and greet. And I have to say, so many people from England, all over the UK and the EU in general, would come to the show in Vegas, because Vegas is a playground of the for the world. Everyone comes to Vegas. That's why I'm so excited to have my own show in the place where the world comes to play. But I want to make sure I do all the hits. I want people to walk out saying, I heard what I wanted to hear.
And listen, so if Puppy Love is one of your favorite songs, it's going to be in there. If it's Soldier of Love, it's going to be in there. All of Donnie's hits, Yo-Yo, that'll probably be in there.
Listen, Donny Osmond, we posted an article on our Vegas-Revealed.com website, and the numbers just spiked. Donnie, people love him. I mean, it's just all around the world. So like he was talking about, you know, they're going to have people coming in from the UK and all over the world to see Donny Osmond. And, you know, everyone was getting direct message. People like, why no mention of Marie? And where's Marie? And where is this? And people on Twitter giving him a hard time. And finally, Marie responded and said, I'll be there when Donny opens. Don't worry. And then Donny joking, saying, I'll pull Marie up on stage. So everything's okay in the Donny and Marie land. Listen, they're brother and sister. And every now and then they're allowed to do their own thing.
Well, absolutely. And they've done their duo act, mm-hmm, for decades now. Yeah. And before it was Donnie and Marie doing their act, it was the Osmond family and the Osmond brothers. So it's okay for the Osmonds to do their own individual act.
Exactly.
You know,
Marie's got her dolls going. And, you know,
exactly. Marie, I hear that a new TV project could be in the works, mm-hmm, for Marie Osmond also. After she left the talk,
right,
on CBS, she left that panel. And there could be something in the works there for
great.
Her. She's always, great all TV. The Osmonds are always so busy.
Yes.
They always have projects going on. They're not the kind of people who really wallow in downtime, mm-hmm, very much.
Right. And I saw you got a tweet from Donny Osmond. That's big time, Sean.
I did. Well, over the years, over the decade plus that Donny and Marie have had their show here, you know, I know that you have talked to him, mm-hmm, several times, Dana, and I've gotten to know him fairly well over the years. Mm-hmm. And there was God, it had to have been at least 8 years ago. There was this big dance, like a big flash mob that Donnie orchestrated over at the Forum Shops at Caesar's Palace. All of his fans came out. They absolutely packed that giant atrium at the Forum Shops. But I went into the dance rehearsal with Donnie, where he was, you know, learning all the moves and everything, and he was trying to teach me to dance, and it did not go well. So I happened to have the little clip of that video, and I put it out on Twitter, and yeah.
Well, I've seen you dance on Ellen. You showed that clip before. Oh. Yeah, it was a little,
I don't know why I continue to dance. Like, it's one of those things I feel like I'm forced into it.
Dancing's fun.
It's fun. It's
fun.
Not always pretty.
I think you're a fabulous dancer. With, you know, it's fun. You're fun to watch.
Oh, well, good. I'm glad that hey, you know what? As long as there can be enjoyment and amusement brought to the people, that's a good thing. But again, Donny Osmond starting up his solo residency at Harrah's Las Vegas in August of 2021.
Oh, and I got a Donny story I'll share another time, but it's pretty funny. Okay, we wanted to mention something that really took Las Vegas, I know, all of Southern Nevada, by surprise. And this is the passing of Tony Shea. He's only 46 years old, a huge impact on our community. You may know him as the CEO of Zappos. He recently stepped down from that position, but we were shocked.
Yeah, and Tony Shea has really done so much from, you know, he had the brought Zappos to Henderson just outside of Las Vegas. That's where Zappos was headquartered, and he turned it into really, I mean, he revolutionized the shoe and really clothing industry too. They started out as a shoe retailer, and they branched out and have, you know, gone into fashion and really done revolutionary things business-wise, and especially in the way that Zappos employees were treated and the whole mentality of having a happy workforce.
No, and he would always say, listen, wear what you want, be casual, be fun. If you're happy and you feel good and you're comfortable and you're casual, your work is going to be better. You're going to do more. You're going to, you know, have fun doing it. And it was such an interesting take on it. It seems like a simple idea, but it's like no one ever thought of this before, you know?
And aside from, you know, the revolutionary approach that Tony Hsieh took to running the Zappos company, he also was instrumental in revitalizing downtown Las Vegas. And it was right after the recession back in 2007, 2008 that Tony Hsieh really invested heavily in downtown Las Vegas to really... that was a springboard to turn downtown into what it is today.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's just everyone knew his name. Everyone was excited when he would show up. He was kind of a star in our town. He was a celebrity.
Absolutely.
I mean, because he just, you know, and he was so positive, and I know wrote a couple books, and just a huge loss for us. What we do know is that he passed away to some injuries that he sustained after a fire. This happened on the East Coast, and so tragic, and we just, you know, our thoughts and prayers to his family and really our entire community and all the people that came in direct contact with this person that really changed things here.
Yeah, he had an impact that I think stretched far and wide, and history will really be the storyteller in seeing how far Tony Hsieh's impact was. But yeah. Again, thoughts and prayers going out to the Hsieh family and Tony's friends and family, all of those impacted.
Yeah. Okay, well, stay with us. Coming up next, we are talking about a holiday classic that cannot hit the stage this year. But don't worry, there's another option. We have all the information coming up on Vegas Revealed. We want to thank our sponsor, Steep Echo. It's a collection of the finest all-natural olive leaf teas.
And the best part about that is that it's all natural and caffeine-free. So now you can sip on that perfect cup of tea at night and not have to worry about staying up all night.
And that's exactly what I did. The one that I tried recently was called Repose. It was delicious. It said it had a natural rose flavor, so I was curious. And Sean, it literally tasted like roses, but it was so calming, and I loved just watching some TV and sipping on the tea in bed.
And I tried the Ascent. There were hints of vanilla and cinnamon in there. It kind of brought me back to when I would drink tea with my grandparents as a kid.
I love that. And you know what? It's time to think about the holidays. You might be thinking, I'd love to send someone some tea as a gift. Well, Steep Echo Tea has announced this new Home for the Holidays gift box. It's a curated collection of teas, recipes, and good cheer. It's all under $50, and they offer free shipping.
We have a great deal for all of our listeners. Use the promo code VEGASREVEALED, all one word, when you check out, and you'll get 10% off of your entire order. Really, it's a great deal, and you have until December 31st of 2020 to use the Vegas Revealed promo code.
We really think you're going to love it. Go to steepecho.com and order today. Oh, you know what that music means. Welcome back to Vegas Revealed. It's that time of year. The Nutcracker Ballet. It's literally, Sean, a holiday staple for so many people. And this year, it's a little more difficult to get those folks on stage, but we have some exciting news.
Yeah, and here in Las Vegas, Nevada Ballet Theater, for almost 40 years, has been bringing this holiday tradition to the residents here in Las Vegas. This year, they're doing it in a different way, but also making it available to people around the world and really anywhere that you can get an internet internet connection. And here to tell us all about it is Nevada Ballet Theater Artistic Director Roy Kaiser. Roy, how are you?
Hi, Sean and Dana. I'm great. Doing really well.
Good.
Happy to be here.
Yeah, we were just chatting and you were saying it's been a busy time because you are doing this special three-part series that Sean and I are honored to host. And this series came about how? You guys were thinking, what can we do to bring the Nutcracker to people's homes?
Yes, well, you know, I mean, like everybody in the performing arts these days, everybody's trying to find new ways to connect with their audiences. We obviously can't all gather in the theater and perform on the beautiful Smith Center stage. So we came up with the idea of, initially we were just going to broadcast a past performance. And to be honest with you, I wasn't that thrilled with that idea. We don't have footage that was shot specifically for broadcast, for starters. And I thought it might be more interesting to take a different look at the Nutcracker and put that out to our public that comes and sees us every year, and hopefully to many more people that have never seen the company perform. So we came up with the concept of doing three separate broadcasts. Each one is a half hour long, and each one focuses on a different aspect of the Nutcracker. The first one being the history of the Nutcracker from its original production, but more importantly, the history of the Nutcracker here in Las Vegas with Nevada Ballet Theater. The second episode really focusing on the current production, which we have been performing at the Smith Center since its initial season. And then the third episode will focus on the Nutcracker through the eyes of children, because it's such a iconic ballet for young children. It's often their first exposure to classical ballet and classical music. So we'll be looking at it from the eyes of students that take part in the production, and also children in the audience.
And we certainly know that Nevada Ballet Theater, your whole company, is going to be missing the stage this holiday season. Also, the patrons, the guests who come to experience Nevada Ballet Theater's Nutcracker are going to be missing that experience, that in-person experience. But this three-part series is really going to bring a different perspective to your production, isn't it?
Yes, and I hope so. That's the goal. And, you know, we miss being in the theater and performing as much as our patrons miss coming to see us perform, especially around the Nutcracker. I mean, we have thousands and thousands of people from around the valley that come to see us every year. So the hope is that, you know, this will keep us connected with them. It will give them a different viewpoint of the production, give them some behind the scenes some looks behind the scenes of how the production is put together, along with some footage, along with some of the dances from the ballet as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I was going to say, I mean, there's so many people that, you know, think sometimes like, well, I'm not going to the ballet. You know, what do you tell people, you know, as the head of it, kind of like to get them to be like, well, you don't understand until you experience type of thing?
Yeah, I mean, I think the ballet is, in this country, very misunderstood. You know, in most European countries, especially in the larger cities, children grow up with the ballet and all sorts of culture as part of their upbringing, along with sports and everything else that young people experience. In this country, it's not the case. It's not as widely observed. So I discovered classical ballet as a teenager. I fell in love with it. I decided I wanted to make it my career. And I found it to be probably the most accessible art form out there. It's you know, it's classical ballet has a very specific vocabulary that it uses, but basically, if you distill it down, it's I'm getting all choked up here talking about it. It's just movement, right? And we all move in one way or another. Whether it's, you know, dancing on a concert stage, whether it's dancing in a club, or whether it's walking down the street, it's part of our DNA to move. And it's and just incredibly beautiful and profound music. So, you know, you don't need to know a lot. You don't need to know a lot of the history of dance to come in and experience what I think is just an art form that really resonates with many people in many different ways.
Well, and stepping aside from the Nutcracker performance specifically, you also have a Go Move dance program. And it kind of going along with what you were just saying, is that program kind of designed to give kids an entry-level experience into what ballet is all about and how it really enriches your life and your mind and all of your experience?
Yes, exactly. And that's, you know, the Go Move Dance program is a perfect example of how, you know, we go out into the schools, we go out into the CCSD schools on a, you know, weekly, and we start to work with these kids and get them moving and teach them musicality. And before they knew it or know it, they're learning some of the basics of classical ballet. They don't even know it. And then they go, oh, yeah. And they can connect, you know, all dance is connected from ballet to hip hop, you know, to show dancing, to contemporary dancing. It's all related. It's just a question of what vocabulary you use.
Yeah.
And this, you know, so we reach about 20,000 students a year through this
program.
Wow.
And have you been able to keep that up in this time of virtual learning?
Part of it, not all of it, but part of it. And what we do is we actually have a small number of the students in our facility instead of us going out to the schools. Since they're all doing distance learning, they're not in their schools. We've been able to bring some of them into our facility, which we've been able to open our academy on a very limited basis, you know, socially distanced, and they wear masks, and we have all the protocol in place to keep everybody safe. But we have been able to keep some of it up, and looking forward to getting back, you know, full throttle as soon as we're able to.
And I was thinking of you last night, Roy. I'm watching the series The Crown. Okay. And, uh-huh. You know, it's about the royal family. And I didn't know Princess Diana really loved ballet. Yes. And she was expressing, well, there's times when she expresses it just for fun, but there was a scene where she was expressing a little bit of anger. But I thought, oh, this is kind of cool. Instead of like smashing plates, you could do ballet and dance and kind of get your anger out too, right?
Yeah, you could. I suspect that happens from time to time. I haven't seen The Crown yet. One of my brothers has actually been really trying to get me to see it, and it's not that I don't want to. I just haven't had time yet. But I'm looking forward to it. And she was a huge ballet fan.
Yeah, it's great to see and how much they took it in. And I've been to many performances by the Nevada Ballet, not just the Nutcracker. And it's always, what I love is the variety. I mean, I noticed that when you guys put on performances, it's a little bit of something for everyone. Maybe it's an upbeat number and then, you know, a beautiful number that's slow and moving and has a story behind it. But I know you guys take a lot of pride in what you do all year round and are hoping to get back up and running eventually, as everyone is. But I mean, you guys, just to let people know, you do performances all year round, right?
Oh, yes. Our season runs from October through May, generally. And we do a wide variety of work, which is, as a director, it's what I prefer. I love the the variety that this art form can afford. And Dana, you just put it all in a nice package. I mean, when we do a mixed repertory program, which might be three or four shorter ballets on the same program, what I try and do is, I mean, first off, it's all really great dance. That's the barometer, right? But then beyond that, I try and really put a mix of work in there that will, you know, affect you in different ways. And some of it can be, I mean, dance, ballet can be funny. I mean, there are comedies out there, right? Or parts of it that are funny. But I try and strike a number of different emotions in a program from beginning to end. And I trust that, you know, even going back to what we were talking about before, even if it's somebody who is experiencing the ballet for the first time, something in that performance will resonate with them and make them want to come back.
Yeah,
that's my goal.
And obviously having a program that operates almost all year round, that is dependent on funding. And funding is it's something that pretty much everyone across the board has had challenges with, especially this year. And I know that the Nutcracker is a big part of what helps to fund what you guys do all year round, isn't it?
Certainly is a struggle not being able to perform, not being on stage. We're looking at about a $2.6 million loss in revenue across the entire organization, due to suspending performances and limitations in what we're able to do with our academy. So it's a challenge. We're all trying to find new ways and unique ways to connect with our donors and with our public. We do have the ability to do some fundraising through a new platform that we started a couple of months ago. We call it Dance On with NBT, and it gives people some behind the scenes looks at what's going on with the company. We have newsletters that we put out. There's always new messaging there for our patrons and our donors. So, you know, like everybody else, we're trying to pivot and come up with new ways to ensure that we're here when we get the green light to go back on the stage.
Right. And what about the performers themselves? We have listeners from all over the world that listen to our podcast, and I'm curious, are all the performers from Nevada, or are they from all over the world and they try out to be in your company?
And they do audition to be in the company. Right now, you know, obviously during the season, they make Las Vegas their home. We rehearse in our studios out in Summerlin all week long. We do our performances at the Smith Center primarily. So they make Las Vegas their home, but they are from all over the world, Colombia, Canada, around the United States. And many of them are home now. They have this time, so many of them have gone back to their homes.
Yeah, and I do want to mention, Roy, the Dance On with NBT platform that you mentioned. People are able to make contributions to help keep the arts alive and keep the programming of Nevada Ballet Theater alive by texting DOW. NBT to 76278. So if you just text DOWNBT to the number 76278, you can make a donation in any amount to help keep the arts and Nevada Ballet Theater going and thriving so that we can have these in-person programs resume next year when you're able to welcome audiences back in.
Next year will be Nevada Ballet Theater's 50th anniversary season.
Wow.
So that's, you know, we are planning, you know, big celebrations, some really exciting programming, but also some really exciting events off the stage. So we want to be able to come back stronger than ever and really attack that season.
Hmm. Oh, it's amazing. And for folks that want to watch the Nutcracker Home for the Holidays, folks that live here locally in Las Vegas can watch it on Cox Cable or Cox Your View, I should say. But people that are not in our city will be able to watch this online, right?
Yeah. Following the premiere of each episode, it will be on the Review Journal, the Las Vegas Review Journal sites, and it will also live on our webpage as well. So there will be access to it.
Great.
And if you're listening at home and you have a pen or pencil handy, maybe you can grab one quickly and jot down these two websites. These are the two websites that Roy just mentioned where you will be able to see the programming of the Nutcracker Home for the Holidays by Nevada Ballet Theater. The first website is the Las Vegas Review Journal. That is lvrj.com. Or this programming will live on Nevada Ballet Theater's website as well. That's nevadaballet.org.
Perfect. Roy, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks to both of you for having me today. And again, thank you for being such an important part of our upcoming broadcast.
Oh, we are honored to do it, and we're honored to help, and I think everyone's going to get a lot of joy out of this. We need things to watch at home because that's what we have to do right now, and we look forward to seeing the company back on stage sooner than later, let's hope, right?
Absolutely. We want to see those dancers back up there, something to enjoy. Something else that you're going to enjoy are our tips.
And we are recording this on a Saturday. It also happens to be Small Business Saturday, which is important, especially right now where so many small businesses are suffering. But we did want to mention a couple things that we have going on in our world that we thought we would share. And Sean, I don't think that we have talked much about Terry Lynn's Cookies.
No, we haven't.
Yeah,
not on the
so
podcast.
Tell us about this.
So Terry Lynn's Cookies is an all new cookie decorating kit business. And it's from a family that was based in Utah, now here in Las Vegas. It's a family sugar cookie recipe. And the owner of Terry Lynn's Cookies decided that, hey, you know what? Especially during this quarantine time when people are home, you know, it got them thinking mm-hmm. about, you know, back when I was a kid, we used to decorate cookies for holidays and it was so fun. And he thought, well, you know what? Why not do this now? I have this delicious family cookie recipe. So let's put that to use and make other people happy. So he's created these sugar cookie decorating kits. In the kit, you get pre-baked sugar cookies in a variety of different themes. You get tubes of frosting so that you can decorate. Plus, it comes with candy decorations and embellishments that can just make the your decorating so cute and so fun. And whether you're a kid or an adult, it really is a blast to decorate sugar cookies. And you don't realize how much you miss it, especially as an adult, until you sit down to do it. And you're like, oh my gosh, this is so fun. It makes you feel like a kid again.
Yeah. And I think anytime you dig into art and trying to, you know, stay within the, you know, make something, and not stay within the lines, but for a sugar cookie, you know, say you want to do the edge, you want it to be, you know, perfect. And it can be kind of fun and time consuming. And then in the end, you get to eat a cookie and it's delicious lemon taste. I must say, I brought them over to my friend house who has kids and they loved it, and then eating the cookie after is the reward, and it was really good. She was saying it's like the best sugar cookie she's ever had,
and she said don't tell her mom.
Yeah, I know.
She said don't tell mom, these are the best sugar cookies I have ever had. So if you want to and you know, by the way, these make great gifts either for coworkers or friends or neighbors or family members. They come in, the kits start in two cookie kits. It's 2 cookies, 4 cookies, 6 cookies, or 12 cookies. So there's a great variety, a great price range there, very affordable. And all you have to do is go to terrylynnscookies.com. That's TerryLynnsCookies.com. cookies, COOKIES.com.
Mm-hmm. And you're doing delivery all around Las Vegas. Hope to get bigger and eventually we'll be able to do things like shipping. But for now, we know we have a lot of Las Vegas listeners. So please, if you're interested, you know, Shane will drop them off in a TLC shirt and come to your door.
And mask.
And mask, of course. And yeah, it's a good, fun thing to get. And then, you know, it tastes good too. So there's a bonus. We also have a small business called Insightful Media Company. We've talked about it before. And I just wanted to give a shout out and say, you know, thanks to everyone who has supported our business through the year. We have actually kept pretty busy here and there throughout COVID, which we are thankful for. But right now, we're also just kind of throwing out a special out there, $500, and we'll do a business profile video for people. You know, usually, you know, we charge a lot more than that. But right now, a 60-second video where we'll go on site, we'll, you know, we'll shoot the video of your store or your specials or your restaurant, get a quick interview with someone in there, and then we can put something together with some music and graphics, and then you have that for your social media or your website. So it can really help right now when people are in need of, you know, trying to, you know, put shed light on their business, I guess, because it's very competitive right now with everyone trying to stay open.
It is. And these kinds of videos are also great for if you have monitors in the lobby of your store or your business. That's great content mm-hmm. to run on those as well. So, you know, we do a variety of things at Insightful Media Company. This is the special that we're running right now. So, you know, yeah. Hit us up, insightfulmediaco.com.
Right. And a quick mention, we can do some videos for folks that if you have like pictures and videos that you have already and you want put together into something and send us a file, we can create a video for you, whether it's a family video, a birthday shout out, a happy holiday shout out, anything like that. Just email us and inquire about that. And Sean and I have also been talking about, we do media training, in-person media training. We were like, you know what, right now we could do media training with anyone around the world on Zoom. We have a long history with broadcasting on TV and radio and writing and producing. So we have a lot of tips to give. So if you're interested in that, like Sean said, insight@insightfulmediaco.com. Throw us an email or check our website, insightfulmediaco.com. We got time, so we want to help people.
Absolutely. Yeah. Something else, getting back to the small business focus. Dana, this is something that you alerted
yes.
us to is these lavender eye pillows that are so soothing and miraculous. They put you to sleep in record time, and it's all natural.
I know. We had to give a shout out for this. Listen, it's not even in the Las Vegas area, but we know we have listeners from all over, so we want to like give shout outs to places that are outside of our town too. And this is called the B&B Family Lavender Farm. Okay, my friend Jessica works in Seattle as a news anchor. I recently saw her, and she gave me a belated birthday gift, and it was this lavender eye pillow and spray from this lavender farm up in that part of the USA. And I thought, I never even thought about a lavender farm. But then I went to the website because I was telling people about it. It's so amazing. It's like this heavy pillow, and you just like your eyes feel relaxed and you can smell the fresh lavender. It never goes away.
So good.
Isn't it good? And the reason Sean's saying it's good because they bought some because I was telling them that, you know, this is an amazing eye pillow. Then they're like, where did you get it? So then they bought a couple. Then I sent it to another friend, and I think they're getting it as gifts. It's a great gift. Go to bbfamilyfarm.com if you love lavender, because not only do they have the eye pillow, but they have all sorts of stuff in the shop. And this is real lavender, and it's not very expensive, Sean. So it's great little gifts.
Yeah, it's a great deal. They even have little lavender teddy bears. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you need something, maybe your child needs right. to calm down at night and really get that good night's sleep. Mm-hmm. That's an amazing option. There's lavender drawer liners. There's sleep masks, lavender sachets. There's they have a wide variety of products. And we've actually started giving the lavender eye pillows as holiday gifts.
Yeah, it's a great idea. I mean, it's like I was saying, look at the prices on there. Things are like, you know, $12, $9, $8. You know, essential oils are $9, $2 to $9. You know, there's lavender body sock, $23. You know, the drawer liner that you mentioned, $20. You know, lavender sachets are $2 to $8.50. So this is a cute little website. Go check it out. Highly recommend it. The lavender, because it's straight from the farm, is very potent, and it stays. It doesn't ever fade. So yeah, it's great.
Again, B&B Family Farm. BBFamilyFarm.com. Speaking of something else, Dana, that is rather potent.
Yes.
There's a libation, a holiday libation.
Oh my gosh. Our friend Melissa told us about this glog, okay? She said it tastes like Christmas in a cup.
I'd never heard of glog before. G-L-O-G-G.
Never.
It sounds like something gross and clumpy and stinky.
Right.
But it's not. It's delicious and smooth.
Yes.
And it packs a punch.
So she was telling us that they sell it at a grocery store here called Smith's, and that she gets it every year. But they sell it, it's the non-alcoholic version, and it's made with all sorts of fruits and things like that. She was saying, you know, you chill it really cold, and then you can pour alcohol in it. It makes a great mixed drink. Or you can have it alcohol-free. But she was saying that it just tastes like the holidays, and she couldn't explain it. And she's like, I'm going to get you guys some. But then you and Shane went out, and you were at a different store, and you found alcoholic glog.
Yeah. We went to World Market, which I know they have stores around the country. And this is
Vin glog.
So I think that's probably wine glog. So this is a wine-based concoction. But it's a blend of California port and red wine with fruit flavors and spices.
Yeah, it's spices. That's what it is. That's why it tastes like Christmas.
Oh, and it says you can even serve this gently heated alone or with a touch of brandy or cognac.
So we did the heated. So you and Shane bought Melissa and I two bottles of the alcoholic. You're like, look what we found. So I went over to Melissa's to watch Grey's Anatomy one night, and we heated up the glog and put a cinnamon stick in it. And it was delicious. Yeah, so it was really good. It was hot glog, and it was like Christmas in a cup.
And so literally, this is from the Glunz Family Winery and Cellars. But again, we got it. We didn't get it directly from them. We got it from the store, World Market. And I mean, it really is just so yummy. And it does taste like holiday in a cup, doesn't it?
It really does. We're sipping on it now. And let me tell you, it's not very, it's pretty potent. It's not weak.
Sorry, I was just taking a sip.
You were taking a glog. Yeah, I know. Anyway, folks, if you're interested in that, it's really kind of something different, you know, because we had never heard of it before, and we felt like we'd heard of a lot.
And now I think we're kind of turning into glog connoisseurs.
Yeah, I mean, why not? I mean, so many people have just started the holidays early. I mean, and everyone is just in this mood of let's eat, let's drink, and let's decorate.
And let's deal with it all in 2021.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Ay, ay, ay. All right. Well, we covered a lot, and we have a lot coming up in the month of December, too. We have a whole list of different things we want to talk about, people we're going to be interviewing, and we're excited about new ventures we're taking on. We actually just took on a client that we're going to be producing a podcast for, so we're super excited about that, and we'll tell you more about that as the month goes on. It's been, you know, not the best year, but as we approach 2021, you know, we look at the positives. We've been lucky.
There's light at the end of the tunnel.
There's light at the end of the tunnel. That's for sure.
So keep on chugging with us as we go through that tunnel, and we'll be back with you next week on Vegas Revealed.
And if you try Glog, send us a note on social media, because we want to hear what you think. Definitely. We're all over the place with Vegas Revealed. We're on Twitter. We're on Instagram. We're on Facebook. Are we on LinkedIn? No, we're not on LinkedIn, but we are separately as hosts, so you can find us there. We're all over the place. Just Google us, Vegas-Revealed.com. And of course, thank you to our sponsor, Steep Echo Tea. If you want to go non-alcoholic and caffeine-free, it's a delicious tea. There's all different kinds of flavors made from olive leaf from Santa Barbara, and they have a holiday gift pack right now. Use the code VEGASREVEALED for 10% off your entire order.
Bottoms up.
Cheers, everyone. Have a great week. Let's go to Vegas. Let's stay up all night. All right, all right. Let's go.